Thanks for a good introduction, Dr. Cranston. This project is funded by South African government who are looking for potential biological control agent for stop mosquito problem in South Africa. Let me talk the host plant first. Mosquitoes is native species in southwestern US and northern Mexico as well. And honey mesquite and velvet mesquite are being considered as most two common species in those areas. Since mesquite has those three advantages, good nutrition for animal fodder, durable lumber for economic values, and energy fixation as well, South African government introduced this mesquite around 120 years ago. However, the mesquite became one of the worst invasive weed problem in South Africa, and here are the problems. The first hybridization was occurred between honey and velvet mosquite. Not only that, the mesquite caused serious water shortage, especially near water areas. Since they grow in close area, their reproductive growth has been decreased, which is not good for the animal fodder. So, South African government want to control the mesquite, so they're trying to looking for host-specific biological control agent to stop spreading mesquite rate. But they don't want to just eradicate the mesquite, so that's why they're looking for their potential biological agent. Interestingly, 120 years ago in New Mexico, cockroach discovered Aspondylia prospidis, which transformed mesquite flower into a certain gold pack with Ambrosia fungi. And interestingly, this fungi species is considered as food source for larvae by many authors, like here. And once the oviposition is completed, there are four different certain gold types here showing up. This is my little drawing. And the original gold type is live shrub. And however, in 1973, Roger reported that this small teardrop can be the summer form of the Aspondylia, and Perseverance can be the winter form of the Aspondylia species, because a larva in the Perseverance can survive in the winter, whereas we do not know the life cycle of the small teardrop on the winter. However, small teardrop has multiple times during the summer. And we do not know the winter life cycle of large teardrop as well. And not only that, the better shape, it appears no description has been reported so far. So therefore, as a research objectives can be the relationship of each gold type. There are three questions that come up on that relationship. First, as Roger reported, are small teardrop and perseverance from same species? If it's right, they can complete the life cycle. If it's right, as a second, does Aspondylia prospidis develop both large teardrop, which is original gold type of the, which is original gold type, and small teardrop support like suggested by Roger? And last, what about better shape? So this is my objectives. And here are the material method. In 2007 and 2008, we collect total 39 in-group taxa in New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas in St. Patrick region. And as you can see, there are five more out-group taxa was selected from New Mexico in 2007 and 2008. And those three outgroups are retrieved from the gene bank based on blast search and considering E values. And once we collected all the samples, they are preserved in 100 ethanol at minus 26 Celsius degree freezer. Yeah, the DNA extraction and PCR and sequencing. DNA extraction, we followed QIAGEN kit with insect protocol. And we amplified 650 base pair of the CO1 gene by using those two primers. And here's the PCR condition, and here's the general mixture for PCR. And here's the post-PCR process. Once we got the PCR product from CO1 by using those two primers, and then checking the products on the gel. And if it shows clear band, we purify the PCR products by purification kit, and then send all the samples to sequencing lab. And then once we got the low data, like low sequence, and then I use BioEdit to trim the primer set. After that, I do the multiple alignment by using ClusterX2. After that, we got a pure sequence, and then using Mega 4.0 and Pymer for constructing neighbor joining, maximum parsimony, and maximum likelihood trees. Here are the results. The first, as you can see, Aspendelia group has 100 bootstrap value supported by all three tree methods. And our group shows very distant distance. And each gull type shows 100 bootstrap values. And each groups are considered as monopylaric groups. And the lowest bootstrap value was 56 from maximum likelihood, and the highest was 100%. And here's the p distance. Within each group, we have a very low within variability, like large hydra, 101% difference, and all three different gull types has less than 0.1% difference. However, within the in-group, difference between groups are relatively high, like 10%, 9 through 10%. And if we go to the out-group comparison, it's like 13 difference through 20 difference. That's the our result of the p distance. Therefore, as a conclusion, each gull type shows a monopylaric group. And for distance phylogenetic groups, it's with unique gull morphology. However, we are not sure whether there are really four different species. So let's go back to the research objectives. And number one, small children and perseverance are different populations. They are not from same species in order to make a complete life cycle. They are different at all, period. And second, Aspendelia prosopis then develops only a large children as Cocker described. And then third, phylogenetics suggests that Aspendelia prosopis does not produce AB, like better shapes. See, like 100 bootstrap value shows that. If the consequence of the different species could be significant to the South Africa, because at the beginning, we thought all different gull types are produced from one species. However, our phylogenetic analysis shows that they're at least different population or sort of thing. So if there are four different population, at least we have to do host range tests for each group. So it's going to be it takes a little longer than we thought to ship those flies to the South Africa. However, I only use a mitochondrial gene, like a CO1. So our phylogenetic analysis may not be reliable. Someone may ask about me, why do you use the one gene? Like, why didn't you use like nuclear DNA? So therefore, as a field of studies, I would do the iTest1 gene region analysis. After that, we are trying to analyze fungi, whether they really eat, whether Burmese larvae really eat the fungi or not. Here's the references. Thank you for your attention. Do you have any suggestions or questions? Thank you.
We have time for questions.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's no way to tell the adults apart, right? In the words of times, morphologically, there's no
way. Well, I didn't say the morphological evidence in this slide. However, one of my friends, a PhD student in the same department, doing morphological analysis, and he couldn't find a few morphological differences. So that will be my future, that will be his future's project. So my project's purely on the molecular stuff. Is that answer your question, sir? Thank you. Any other questions?